Joining me in the studio, I've got somebody that is probably very anxious to know what the weather is going to be like on Sunday. I've got Dick Humes, president of the Illinois State Corn Husking Association, and they have their 37th annual Illinois State Corn Husking Contest on Sunday. Dick, how you doing? I can't believe it's that time of year already again. It seems like we were just talking about this.
Yeah, it is that time of year again. It's been a little warm in practice, though.
then there is practice, and we'll talk about the contest coming up. But, yeah, the last couple of weeks, that's not a good time to be in a cornfield.
No, it's not. It's been hot.
Well, that'll make Sunday seem a lot more cooler then.
Well, I hope we have this nice weather we're having now for Sunday.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the Illinois State Corn Husking Contest. For the folks that don't know, give us a little background, a little history, and just tell us about it.
Well, Bill Gillen and Bob St. George kind of started up in this area. It started out at Green and Dryer, and then we went from Green and Dryer out by the airport, and then we moved from the airport to Monsanto, and then we moved from Monsanto down by Roosevelt. We've been down by Roosevelt for a number of years on a Harlan Barb Jacobson farm, which has been a great location for us, right along the highway, plenty of parking, and just a great, great location to have a contest.
Yeah, we've talked about this the last, I think you and I have done this interview the last two or three years at least, and when I was in high school, I went to school with some Gillens out of Yorkwood.
Right.
Matt and Greg Gillen and Tom Gillen, and they were always in the corn husking contest.
Right.
They got excited about it.
Right, yeah. And it's a lot of fun. It's kind of one of those things that gets in your blood and you can't get rid of it. It's kind of habit forming. I don't know. It's kind of like hunting antiques. It's the thrill of the victory, I guess. But it's great to participate too.
Now, speaking of participating, you've got many years under your belt and national title, at least one.
National title, about 15-year state title in my class. I've been picking the 50 and up class about 15 years, and I'm the oldest one in the class, and I'll be 72 this year, and they're still chasing me. So
I love that. And you're going to compete again this year?
Yeah, I hope to.
Nice. Beautiful. And I'm looking at the flyer that you can find online at a great website. It's called theIllinoisCornHusking.com, so you can get the forms and everything you need there. You got a lot of classes. I'm looking at this, the flyer. You got a lot of classes.
Yes, we have 10 classes plus a Pee Wee class. So
it goes from girls youth, and then there's some age brackets, boys youth with some age brackets. You got women's and men's age brackets, and then the women's open and the men's open. And the winner of all of these move on to the national contest.
The top three in each class moves on to the national contest, which will be in Marshall, Missouri. Marshall picks their nationals on a Saturday. They don't pick their nationals on a Sunday. And it will be the third, like the 20th of October, the third Saturday in October.
Okay. For the folks that don't know, what are the folks doing during the corn husking contest?
Well, during the contest, when you go out to pick, you want to pick the ears as fast as you can and as clean as you can, because every ear you leave in the field, you lose 3 pounds, and then you take a sample off of your load, and they weigh out a 20-pound sample or a 30-pound sample, and they take the husk off of it, and they weigh these husks, and for everything over 1.5 ounces of husk, you lose a percentage of your load. I mean, you can pick a big load. I think it was 3 years ago I picked down along the creek, and the corn was super, super green. I picked almost 400 pounds, and I got like ninth in the class because I couldn't get the husk off of it. So you got to pick clean, and it's not just clean, but you got to be fast too.
And there is a fee to enter.
Yeah, right. It's $15 for adults. It's $3 for youth. But if the youth doesn't decide they want to go to the nationals, it's not. So
okay. And also a novice class. Tell us about the novice class for folks that have never done this before, but it looks really fun and cool. There's a class for those folks.
Well, we got a novice class. We run a novice class last year, and a lot of people that don't want to pick it against the people that knows how to pick. There's a novice class that gives you a chance to come in. We had a man that had worked by the name of Jerry Miller from down by Jacksonville, had worked for a number of years as a tractor driver, gleaner, and everything else, picked in a novice class last year. And we were short on pickers to go to the nationals. And so we moved him up to picking the 75 and up. And guess what? Jerry Miller won the 75 and up for the first time in the nationals. So
nice.
It's a chance to move up, and it's a chance to learn.
No charge for spectators. So you can go and watch this.
No charge for spectators. Good food on the ground. Eddie B is going to be there for food again this year. So
So you know that's going to be good.
Right.
Might be just a little barbecue there, I'm thinking,
right.
Maybe.
Right. Hopefully he'll have ribs again this year.
Oh, I love Eddie V's ribs. Okay. And also, again, for the folks that don't know where it's at, tell the folks where it's at.
It's 3.5 miles south of Roseville. It'll be on the west side of the highway. So
there's many videos out there. You can go to YouTube and probably catch a lot of videos for you folks
exactly.
that are kind of confused maybe today. Well, this sounds like it's really cool. I wonder what it's like. You can go to YouTube and see the video. It is
right.
so cool looking.
I think it's more fun to watch the kids pick than it is watch the adults, especially in the Pee Wee class. These kids, they'll pick for like 3 minutes or 2 minutes, and it's more fun to watch the kids pick. And one of the things, and I can look back on it, I can remember some of the people that's actually national champions now picking in the Pee Wee class and seeing them grow up. You know, it's really neat.
And as long as you've been associated with it, how long have you been associated with the Illinois State?
Oh,
all 37, maybe?
Not quite. Close. I think I started in 85 or 86.
So you've seen, like you said, you've seen
or kids, 95 or 96, somewhere in that area.
You've seen boys and girls probably during the youth. Categories growing up all the way till whatever category they're in now.
Yeah, my son was state champion and national champion in 1988 out to the airport, and then I seen the Hennepin kids grow up and become champions. You know, so it's been a lot of fun.
Now Illinois usually does pretty well at the nationals.
Illinois does real well at the national. We got a couple of young boys coming on that's just super super. Of course, so we got Frank Hennepin, which everybody's trying to beat. We got John Kane. Young John Kane is just super. This will be like his fourth year, and the boys will know that he's back there. I'll guarantee you that. He's going to be tough. He's going to make a great picker. We got some girls that are just great pickers. Nancy Miller out down by Jacksonville, just a super, super tough. She picks in that women's open, and her and this Rochelle Myers out of Missouri battle back and forth for that, and she's beat Rochelle like 2 years in a row, and I mean, she's there. She's a great picker.
No, there's any trash talk or anything going on during this thing, is there?
No, I don't think so.
That's such a good, friendly competition.
But we actually won the most points. We got a traveling trophy. We won the most points for the Nationals last year up in
It kind of goes to the state with the most.
Yeah,
Yeah, very cool.
So the most wins, and yes, and.
Well, that's got to be very satisfying to bring that home as the president of the Illinois State Cornhusking.
Yes, it is. And, most of the states know that Illinois is there when we go. So.
All trot in as one big team. I like it.
Yeah. So.
Well, I got you here, Dick. Anything else you want to share with the folks that may be coming up Sunday that we haven't covered yet or anything else?
Not really, but I think, you know, come down, and, you know, even if you're not going to be a contestant, come down and be a spectator and see how it's done. A lot of the older men when I got in was up in their 80s, you know, and now they're gone, and now I'm one of the older pickers, you know. But
still holding your own, sounds
still
like.
Still holding my own. So, and they know I'm there when I get to the Nationals. So.
Nice.
So
sign-in starts at 8 a.m., and the contest itself starts at 9 on Sunday morning.
One of the things we're going to do different this year we done last year, we'll pick the youth first, and then we'll work into trying to get the 10-minute class out, and we'll pick the 75 and up men and women, we'll try and pick them after dinner. They want to pick when the corn is not so wet and tough to get off. So that's about the only thing. But the youth will pick earlier than what they normally have. We tried it last year. It worked out great. So.
And the peewees. Well, that's got to be
peewees will pick at noon. Come down and watch. We picked something like almost 50 peewees last year. So.
Very cool. I always love chatting with you, Dick, about the Illinois State Cornhusking Contest because I went to school. Like I said, being at Yorkwood, went to school with many pickers back in the day, and boy, they would get all excited, and they would do a little trash talking at school. I'm just saying.
Well, I'm sure they did. I'm sure they did. Everybody does trash talking when you get to pick. So,
Dick Humes, president of the Illinois State Cornhusking Association, they got the big contest on Sunday morning. It starts at 8 a.m. Or the sign-in starts at 8 a.m., excuse me. The contest itself starts at 9 a.m., 3.5 miles south of Roseville on the west side of Highway 67. Good luck, Dick.
Thank you.
We'll be back here on the morning show.